Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. We are at The Last Word, a craft cocktail bar in Ann Arbor. So why are we here?
Well, one, because it's my cheers. Sometimes you want to go where
everybody knows your name. Oh, right.
And two, to have a great holiday cocktail that is one of your and my favorites.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That's right. It's called the Mulling Around Town, and it was created by the principal bartender here at The Last Word, whose name is Giancarlo Aversa.
Hello. And he chose his name. Hi.
So, Giancarlo, tell us about what inspired this drink.
It's a cocktail based off of the Boulevardier, which is a cocktail based off of the Negroni. It's a simple cocktail that has three parts, and those parts for the Negroni are gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari. And for the Boulevardier, it is bourbon, sweet vermouth, and Campari.
So how did you give this a holiday feel?
Well, playing off of the idea of like a mulled wine or using those seasonal spices, mulled spice, I just simply took mulling spices and steeped them in my bourbon.
Nice.
Now, you guys are talking about Campari. For those of us who don't know what that is, where's that come from?
Campari is an Italian ingredient. It's one of a class of bittersweet Italian liqueurs that when they're served before dinner are called aperitivos and after dinner are called digestivos. And they all have some bitter elements along with some sweet elements. And Campari is bracingly bitter. Campari is definitely not for everyone, but once you acquire a taste for it, it's delicious.
Well, I like it. I mean, I've had it before, and I've had this cocktail, Giancarlo, and when I first had it, gosh, a year or two ago,
sure,
I thought, this is really, really wonderful. It just feels like the holidays to me. So how do you make this?
Well, you just, like I said before, you take your mulling spice and you steep it in bourbon. You can pick up mulling spice at Whole Foods, or if you have a dry goods store in your neighborhood, I'm sure they would have that.
So about how much do you use and how long does it take?
I would take a tablespoon of mulling spice for every cup of bourbon and let that sit for about an hour. And if that's flavorful enough, separate the mulling spice from the bourbon. And if you want it a little bit more, let it go for another hour. But I wouldn't go too much longer than 2 hours. Then, once that's steeped, you separate the mulling spice from the bourbon using a fine mesh strainer, put it back in the original container, and you're ready to mix your cocktail. It's equal parts, 1 ounce of the mulled bourbon, 1 ounce of sweet vermouth, and 1 ounce of Campari. You put that in a mixing glass, add ice, and give it a good stir for about 30 seconds, and pour it into your vessel of choice.
As you know, this is our Michigan-themed cocktail, so you, of course, are a Michigan bartender, but I know you also used a Michigan ingredient here.
Correct. We used the Traverse City whiskey for our bourbon in that one, and that plays very nicely with its flavor and pairs with the spices of the mulling spice that are very seasonal.
Let's have a little sip of it. Oh, it's just like I remember it.
Christmas in a glass.
It really is.
Cheers.